Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, did you see that just about every human in America, or I guess one out of six of them, watched the Cowboys and Chiefs game?
I did not see that number. What did it come to?
57.2 million.
So the largest audience for a regular season NFL game?
Yes, and I believe it is close.
In a Thanksgiving game?
Yes, it is close to the largest non-Super Bowl number, which I believe the AFC Championship game last year beat it out by about 500,000. But it is close to the highest non-Super Bowl number in NFL history as well.
And I thought, if I remember correctly, before the game, Jerry told you guys that it could be 70 million.
Yeah, he said 75 million eyes are going to be
on
this.
Which I thought was absurd, but they also just broke the regular season viewership record by 15 million people. So that's pretty absurd, too.
Oh, absolutely. But you kind of saw it coming, right?
Right, yeah.
It was building towards this, yeah.
As I think I pointed out, it was a delicious game to be ready to watch.
He said delicious.
It is.
That, it was Thanksgiving,
no,
Kevin.
Yeah, I understand.
He knows what he's doing. I told you.
I understand. Now, I know we still have time, and I don't know if I should read too much into it, but listening to Schottenheimer this morning, it sounded like no Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything yet. You know, previously when he was on the injury list before this past game, it was a neck deal. But now it's a hamstring. And I think that's probably a little tougher to recover from. And seeing that he hasn't practiced yet this week. Now, Jerry kind of put it as, well, we'll see. It's one of those things, how you warm up on game day. So who knows? They can push it to the limit there, an hour and a half before you got to declare. But yeah, it doesn't look good, and that's a shame because I thought he was really hitting his stride in these last couple games, and especially this last one. How productive he was, as I told you guys, in just 29 snaps.
Mickey, we know we've discussed how much we love watching Javonte Williams run, but can you kind of explain the job the guys up front have done giving him the running room for that?
Yeah, I think the offensive line from a run-blocking standpoint has been very consistent. I think it's been very good. I think we see the holes especially this last game when they were going left, and that was without Tyler Guyton at left tackle. You know, Nate Thomas was over there, but you'd like to run behind Tyler Smith, and I think he's getting healthier. He's been dealing with a knee for about a month, and I thought at times he was really kind of toughing it up to play through it, but I think he's getting a little better, a little stronger. And yeah, I think they have done a good job. You know, I don't know if I was surprised by this, but I had to look it up because he's like 45 yards from 1,000 yards for the season.
Yep.
So I was thinking, well, how many times have the Cowboys had 1,000-yard rushers? Well, they've had 10 in the last 12 years.
Really?
Wow.
Does that surprise you, right?
It does.
You know, you go back to DeMarco Murray, Zeke, Tony Pollard, and Rico Dowdle. The combination of all those, it's been 10 in the last 12 years. So, you know, and I know, you know, it's 17 games now and it kind of diminishes. I don't know if it diminishes 1,000 yards or not, but you get an extra game. But it's only like, you know, let's say it's 100 yards. It's not that big of a difference. So, yeah, they've been pretty good about having running backs being very, very productive. So, yeah, you're going into the game, and I know all the talk will be Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, but I think Williams is kind of in the conversation on what he's done so far, rushing for a career high already with five games to go.
And I know a lot of people, whenever Booker was drafted, were like, oh, another offensive lineman in the first round.
Yeah.
Yippee. That dude, though, it just seems like, I heard Ross Tucker say it, I've heard a lot of people say it, the guards on this team take souls, and he just seems to have been kind of almost a plug-and-play kind of guy.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And I think we've seen him grow before our very eyes. I'm sure there were matchups early in the season that he was being taught a lesson, but I think he's learned well. And I think he has really hit his stride. If you think of what he's had to go against in those two games in 5 days, I think he handled himself awfully well against the Eagles, whichever of those big guys they wanted to put in front of him, and then taking on Chris Jones with the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. I think he's performed really well, and I think he's qualified why they ended up taking him where they did in the first round.
Now, we know that we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Dan Campbell's very aggressive, it seems. Kevin, would you agree with that?
Yes, I would, and it started to backfire on him.
Do you think that Schottenheimer and this team have a plan or can take advantage of that aggressiveness?
Well, I think, number one, I think when you're kind of setting whatever your defensive scheme is, you're setting it for four downs, not three downs. And so I think that's kind of how you have to think. Although, you know, when I looked at it, they've had 25 fourth down plays, right? Like they've gone for
right.
it. The Cowboys had 23.
Mm, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's surprising.
That kind of surprised
me. Yeah,
right?
I'm very surprised by that.
But what you've played 12 games, so that's like just less than two a game, I guess.
Right.
And depending the situation you're in, you know, and some of that for the Cowboys probably was trailing and needed to, you know, go ahead and go for it because you were desperate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing the Lions were, all right, that's just part of our offense. You know, we could be fourth and two at our own 35-yard line, and we're going for it. And you're right, and it has backfired more than probably in the past. But I don't think it's deterred them, right? They're going to do it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So you better plan ahead and be ready for it. And I think that might factor into how you play it on third down, because you got to start thinking,
yeah,
they've got two downs to pick this up. If it's third and seven, hey, get 3 or 4 yards, and then it's 4th and 3, and it's doable, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
So I think that'll factor into your scheming on defense.
Well, I want to go back around to Quinn and Williams. I don't think anybody is like, well, actually, I am kind of surprised about how huge of an impact it's made across the defense. But what's even more surprising to me is how many pass pressures he's got on the quarterback. Like, we talk so much about like what he could do stopping the run, but he's averaging 7 quarterback pressures per game. There is no way in hell I thought that was going to happen.
No, and I wasn't sure. But I thought just from his size and not just weight, but being 6'3", playing in the middle like that, get your arms up.
Right.
You know, you can create a problem rushing the quarterback. And I think he's really athletic, which helps. You know, it's not like the guards are going to just be sitting on him. They got to be ready to go because he can get around him. So, yeah, I thought that was added ability that you might not have thought he had, because I saw where the Cowboys, I think, had in their release his win rate against the run, and it's the highest in the NFL at this point. And that includes basically, I mean, I think it was over the last 3 games, maybe something like that. I don't remember, but it was first in the NFL next-gen stats. And he was winning more than 50% against the run. So, yeah, he's made a difference in this entire defense, no matter what anybody's trying to do, run or pass. And like I've said before, and his ability and is dragging people along with him, because they got to pay attention to him, because he's one of those guys. You know, we talk about the Carters and Phillips and all these other guys, but this guy is the real deal.
What did you think about the Cowboys just across the board run defense against Kansas City? Because I know the first couple of games, it just looked phenomenal. And I'm not saying it looked bad or anything like that,
right.
But what did you think of Kansas City versus the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, what did they ended up with? Was it 119?
Yeah,
rushing yards,
yeah.
If I remember correctly. So, you know, I could deal with that. I can't deal with 170, and for God's sakes, 216 that Carolina had.
Right,
right.
You know, but just factoring in, you know, what you had to deal with that Chiefs offense, knowing you had to keep your eyes on Mahomes and, you know, his ability, play action, and things like that. I don't know that it was a step back, but at least it wasn't in the 130s, 140s like we're used to seeing.
Sure,
and if
sure.
if you factor it out over the 3 games, you know, it came to like 69 yards average over the 3 games. So,
which is almost half of what they had been doing.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. And at least I think they moved up to maybe 28th when they were 31st or 32nd ranked against the run. So I could deal with that. Now, again, as long as I'm scoring 31 points, then
yep,
it's okay, right? And that's part of what the offense has to do.
So, and I know that loops us back around to the offense, but I just wanted to see what to watch out for today. Is it Hooker and Diggs that you're kind of keyed up on in terms of like where they end up on the report and everything? Because it kind of seems like maybe their status for the game tomorrow is still up in the air.
No, I think they're limited, meaning they didn't do everything in practice. And as I like to point out, it's not like they're limited physically. They just didn't take all the snaps. And I think with those guys and, you know, the amount of games in just a short period of time and being veterans, you just want to get them to the game on Thursday night. So I think that they maybe just on purpose kind of went easy on their snaps during the week. But when looking at them, the parts we get to watch, they seem to be moving just fine. And, you know, and I think if you think about it, I think their presence – has been overlooked over these last, I don't know, three, four games, because Hooker missed five. And when he missed five, during those five, Donovan Wilson missed his two. So they were missing both guys for two games.
Right.
And now you got them back. And if you noticed, every time somebody talks about the influx of talent, they say, oh, and don't forget the safeties. And maybe not from just total number productions, but their ability to know what's going on and maybe to kind of run things from the safety position when you're trying to integrate so many new guys onto that defense, which so far has been a really good thing.
Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow for game day.
Yes, and hopefully I'm indoors because I see what the temperature and the snow is supposed to do here over the next 2 days.
Oh, oh. Detroit or...
Detroit.
Yeah, probably yes. Detroit.
Be careful up there.
Thank you, Mickey.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com.
Dude, for a second there, I did think.
We're getting snow.
I was like, did my weather not come to me from Dan Brunoff? Did he not tell me that it was gonna snow? But then I was like, oh, okay, it's in Detroit.
Now, we talked about this about 45 minutes ago. If the Stars get injury news this year, it's usually bad news. So it sounds like we have injury news for Tyler Seguin. So prepare yourself, because it's probably going to be bad news.
Seguin,
I mean, I know what it is.
Seguin has an ACL injury and will be out for months. Not 4 months,
yeah,
but for months.
F-O-R.
The 601, somebody said, hey, we can see y'all. What are y'all talking about? Breaking news. And that was it. Also, Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
We were having a discussion off air about that. But yeah, this is bad, dude.
I hate it.
Stinks.
Because it has nothing to do with his desire.
Nope.
I know that Tyler Seguin, more than anything, wants to be healthy, stay healthy, and contribute to the team. It's
fact.
Just unfortunate that you're in a spot where...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It just doesn't surprise you, right?
No.
I hate saying that. I do too.
What was the saying? Injured guys are often injured.
The problem with injured guys is they get injured.
Yeah, and this is an unfortunate thing for Tyler Seguin in his career. His career's been like this. I love the dude, personality-wise, the way he fits in with this team. When I see him on the ice, whenever we – Kevin, during – there were times where I was like, man, nobody else is out there giving it the way Tyler Seguin is.
Right.
And then this happens. And it keeps him off the ice, and that's – he wants to be out there. It stinks.
Yeah, again, I have no question of his desire or anything like that. But it just feels like any injury update for the Stars has been the worst version of whatever you thought it would be, right? Like when we talked about Bischel yesterday, oh, yeah, well, maybe we'll hope for the best 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes.
And so when you talk about Seguin, oh, well, maybe it'll be at no months.
He's never coming back. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah. And for the person that asked, yeah, if you missed about Bischel yesterday, he'll be out 6 to 8 weeks. Now we have months for Tyler Seguin. And that's what's remarkable about how good the Stars are.
They're deep.
How beat up they have
been. They're a deep team. But
props to Jim Nill for that. Now, I hope we stop getting hurt. We're the KNC Masterpiece
Bubble
right here
wrap.
On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus another reason for Alec to hate Dylan Gabriel. Next on The Fan.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah. Sandwich.
That's the best I could do today.
Well, Corey helped you out a little bit.
Welcome.
There.
Welcome.
He ditched the sandwich bar momentarily.
Yeah, sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how confident I am in my sandwich.
Huh.
And you're just actively eating that on the air.
Yeah.
Would you like me to stop?
Or at least turn your mic off.
It's a daily occurrence, Kevin. 877.
I know, but like usually he doesn't like chew while the mic is on.
Oh, maybe he's channeling his inner Mike.
I was trying to take... Well, Mike hates whenever I chew anyway, but I was trying to help you out, Kevin.
I appreciate it.
Okay. By keeping my microphone on.
Keep going.
He's always ready. He's always ready. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, to answer today's question of the day, plus another reason for me to hate Dylan Gabriel even more than I already do.
Is there anything that like led to this hatred besides like he's not good at football?
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
I think he also has an unreasonable amount of confidence in himself and his ability that he does not have.
Okay.
All right. It makes it easier to not enjoy listening to him or watching him play football. Yeah. He's just not good, Kevin. He's
okay.
Just not good. But now...
I just wanted to know if like there was some sort of backstory and he like cost your favorite team a game.
No. I just think he's overrated. Okay. That's pretty much it. But I will say it's gotten messy, and I have a personal reason to not like him now, other than him sucking at American football. I'm sorry. I need to get on with the program. The question of the day, gentlemen, we're going to look at the national day calendar as one does. You know, I do this right on the wake up because I know how to party. So 5:30 in the morning, I'm looking and I'm seeing that today, a great national holiday, Coats and Toys for Kids Day. So If you are in a position to help those in need, a great day today to donate coats and toys for children in need.
And we'll talk about it more tomorrow, I think, or I'll give you more details when I'm on the top of my head. A week from tomorrow, the toy drive for the Rangers, and I do believe G-Bag Nation will be broadcasting from there.
That's right, and Tolbert Garage Door, working with Toys for Tots as well.
Heck yeah.
Plenty of great opportunities for us and the Tolos to get involved and help out here this holiday season. It's also Faux Fur Day, so if you got a fake fur coat, wear it. It's cold outside.
Have you ever seen somebody, like, I know they do this in movies and TV. Like, do you know of anybody who's ever got, like, paint thrown on them or whatever
No.
for wearing a fur coat? Me neither.
No.
That would be fun to see.
I imagine that kind of stuff does happen up in New York or something like that. It's very eclectic there.
Right.
And lots of different opinions, right? I've always wondered, though, what is the fascination with fur and mink? Like, why, like... Why?
Because some fancy person decided it was the most fancy and everybody had to follow that trend.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
right?
Even if it doesn't look good, they're like, yeah. Oh, it is good.
Oh my God, how many things do you think occur right now that even the people who wear them are
ridiculous.
Like, I don't like this,
yeah.
But it's my status symbol.
Yeah, and I bet a lot of athletes and celebrities that have stylists and stuff, they don't pick. A lot of these people don't pick their outfits.
I'm sure
they're handed to them,
yeah.
And they're like,
oh yeah,
what is going on here? And I think the fur and the mink obsession is just because, like you said, it's a symbol. You know,
yeah.
And everybody knows, if it's real especially, if you know it's real, then you're like, okay, that's expensive, you know?
Ooh, I don't want to take your question of the day. Would you consider this as a possible side question of the day? What can you spot where you're like, that's fake?
Ooh, I like that.
Because some people have got it for like Jordans or diamonds or certain cards. That's a really big. Is there something you can spot? You're like, that's fake. Because my son can
like
do that
this.
With Pokemon cards.
That's,
my older son.
Because they have
a
ink line in the middle.
Yeah. And he's like, that's fake.
Yeah. I learned that from my kid.
Yeah.
Thanks, kid.
Huh.
So, because like you said, I'm sure there's lots of people who are like, that's faux fur.
Breasts.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many are you actually like looking at?
But like on TV and movies, when they have that gap that you could drive your car through, you're like, your plastic surgeon didn't do a good job.
Looks like somebody stuck their thumb into the thing of ground beef.
Wow. See, that's worse than mine, Alec. You thought mine was going to be the worst.
Pivot! I'm going to the real question of the day. Jesus. Candle
Not
Day.
Today, podcast.
It is National Candle Day. So, 877-881-1053. I want to know, what is your favorite candle scent? And if you're not a candle person, what do you just like the house to smell like? Because, you know, there's certain things, especially this time of the year, whenever
sure.
you're baking or you're cooking,
yeah.
Thanksgiving, Christmas time, that you're just like, that is a wonderful smell to permeate throughout the house for a day or two. I don't mind that. Like the scent of pine cones this time of the year.
So I'm a real basic bitch, and I'll go usually pine, but I will always default to vanilla. So, like, Jess wants me to smell all these candles, and there's like, it's apricot with walnut. And I'm like, pass. But I think vanilla always smells good.
My sniffer doesn't work very well.
Oh no!
What?
Yeah,
COVID.
It was way before COVID. I have a bad mold allergy.
So what happens?
Sorry guys, horses and mold. I told you yesterday. So what happens is whenever mold's real bad in the air, polyps to defend my body from the mold, polyps build up, and then so I can't smell very well. So whatever I can smell, I'm excited about a lot of times, unless it's, you know, a bad smell. Usually though, if I can smell something, I'm like, yes, I can smell it. We have a magnolia candle that I really love. And here's what happened. I never knew what magnolia smelled like.
Mm.
We got this candle and I smelled it. I was like, I really like that a lot. Then one day I got out of the truck and I smelled the magnolia tree. And I was like, the excitement went, I went nuts. I was like, this is awesome. But yeah, balsam and pine.
Okay.
Long story. I can't do cinnamon.
Really?
Cinnamon candles, for whatever reason, they make my allergies go nuts.
Okay, bonus question on top of that. What is the candle scent that they still haven't figured out how to do right? Because I
banana.
I feel like there's some you're like, I know what you're going for, but no.
Yeah. Banana probably.
Okay.
I tried out some of those like leather candles, you know, the ones that are like, hey, this smells like Texas and this smells like Fort Worth and Dallas. And I'm like, all right, let's try them out. Yeah.
I don't know that.
I don't want to say the name because I'm sure there are people out there. It's called Jackson Vaughn is the name of the candle company. I tried a couple of them. They were good. The rest of the people in the house didn't love it. So I went with that, but really good. Oh, Snickerdoodle. Yes.
That's a really good one, too. Really, like anything cookie related with a candle, it usually works.
Yeah.
It usually works. But we're getting some great answers for your alternate question of the day, so I'm canning that and I'm totally using it. We're getting some really good answers, so we need to spend up maybe even tomorrow.
It's a valid question.
It really is, and I really like that because I have like at least three or four things I can tell.
Yeah.
So we're gonna run that tomorrow.
You know what I learned over the last couple weeks? It's the replica belts because I was looking at a couple of different things and I was like, get serious. Like, that's wrong.
Some of them on eBay, you see them up there for like $100 and you're like, okay, let me click on the real picture, not the mock-up picture. Yeah. And it's made out of cardboard. And I'm like, okay, y'all didn't really try. Apple cinnamon is amazing from the 214. From the 559, candles are hazardous to our health. So is pretty much everything else I do in my life.
Candles are hazardous aside from just like not setting things on fire.
Yeah, dude. No, breathing in candle smoke is and wax burn is not good, I guess. I read that the other day. Somebody sent me a message about that.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. I'm here for a good smelling time, not a long time, guys.
Yeah, fact.
You know.
Okay.
From the 619 and all caps, vanilla bean!
Vanilla bean's great.
Yes.
Yeah, vanilla is... there's some creme brulee, a little too sweet. All right, I'll tell you. I love to eat creme brulee. But creme brulee, the scent.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a little too sweet for my liking, but vanilla bean's very good.
Yeah, it is very good. And that's usually like throughout the year, if it's not a seasonal time, if it's not near a holiday or something, I'm usually going with something basic like the vanilla bean as well. But this time of the year for me, Corey, balsam fir is... Yeah. The best. I have that going under the candle warmer in my bedroom at all times whenever I'm at home. It just smells festive. It's uplifting. It smells like childhood waking up to open Christmas gifts, you know, at 6 a.m. or some absurd time because I didn't know how to sleep like a normal human. I was way too excited. Yeah, that's usually mine this time of the year. And honestly, I'll get a couple extras and let them go until like February or March.
Balsam.
Just because I enjoy it.
Do you like balsam pine? Is that something you might like then?
Yeah. That's a really good one, too. Yeah,
we have, yes, I love those candles. I do stock up on them, too.
Oh,
I really like those a lot. I also like the smell of my fireplace.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad has some good trees out there, some oak, some post oak out in Nacogdoches that he let us split, because they fell over. They fell over during the storm, so we just split them, and there we go.
I think Drake said that once. Let's see. Green chili candles are amazing from the 575. Have you guys seen that HEB has barbecue candles now?
No.
They also have buttered tortilla.
Yes. Like some of their iconic foods, they have turned into candles.
Smart.
And then I have gotten a text on my direct line that says Vanilla Bean isn't basic with eye roll emojis. So, Kevin, you have been saved. I said it was basic. You said it was basic.
That's somebody we care about?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Did you ever ask him about the flower shop?
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't get a great response.
All right.
Guys, another reason for me to hate Dylan Gabriel. His fiance is creating drama on TikTok, and I hate when family members get involved with already annoying narratives surrounding players. But you guys know at this point, Shedeur Sanders is the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And the fiance of his teammate, Dylan Gabriel, doesn't believe the organization agrees with his standing on the depth chart. She's receiving backlash. Her name is Zoe Caswell. She's receiving backlash on TikTok for a video posted over this past weekend. She responded to the criticism by fueling a narrative that currently surrounds their quarterback one. This is a high school sweetheart relationship. And in September of 2024, he asked for her hand in marriage. Through six starts, Dylan Gabriel has posted a 1-5 overall record while throwing for 937 yards, seven scores, and two picks. So, not good. It's almost like he sucks at football. He got a concussion in week 11, so Sanders was elevated on the depth chart, won his debut against the Raiders, lost his second start against the 49ers. Through 2+, he's been good and he's been bad. Completed under 51% of his passes with as many touchdowns as interceptions. We get it. Shedeur Sanders is a work in progress. But there's a quarterback controversy because of Zoe Caswell. She posted a Get Ready With Me TikTok with the caption saying, "Browns lost, what's new?" with the little laughing emoji. So Shedeur Sanders started that game. Many are viewing that as a shot at the passer. She's trying to downplay the reaction to her initial caption, saying, "For everyone complaining about the caption, I obviously am cheering for the Browns. It's clearly a joke. If we don't laugh, we cry." And then she further made this dramatic in her response to the criticism by saying, quote, "Actually, everyone in the building wants Dylan to play. But there's you wouldn't no know way. That because you've never played in the NFL or been a coach,
Why
right?
Did she do that?
So she's fueling this quarterback narrative.
Get out of it.
That shouldn't exist. Dylan Gabriel is not good at football. Shedeur isn't really either right now, but it's because he was on the third string for practice every week. Like, come on. Can we be real? And just, if you're a family member, stop complaining. Like, even Roma Dunze's dad, and Roma Dunze's actually good at football. Like, I'm irritated at Odunze, and I like him, and it's not his fault. So it's not just a Dylan Gabriel thing. I hate when the family members get involved, and it just irritates me. But, hey, update, Dylan Gabriel still sucks at football. None of this matters. That's my time. Thanks.
Oh,
what a glorious
man.
Use of your time.
Passionate edition of AM on the FM. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Are Dak and Shoddy real contenders for these major awards? Next on The Fan.
Third and eight, Prescott back, slant, caught by Pickens, spins away from the defender, first down, heads to the right side, sprints down the sideline, hurdles a man all the way down inside the 10 to the 6. There you are, George, you were hiding.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I really thought he was going to score a touchdown there after he jumped over that guy and landed on his feet. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Would have been too much. Would have been overload.
Too much excitement.
Yeah, nobody would have known. Everybody's turkey would have come up.
Right.
What?
Huh. Right now, brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
And in case you've missed two of the big stories of the day, at least especially in our world, the Chiefs-Cowboys game pulls 57.2 million viewers, beats out the previously high regular season rated NFL game by about 15 million people. And Tyler Seguin has an ACL injury and will be out for the foreseeable future, months and months and months, but still possible that he could come back, but I could see how there's not a lot of optimism for that. But sometimes people come back from injuries, like Deshaun Watson. The Browns, just to go along with the story that you were talking about, They have opened the 21-day practice window for Deshaun Watson. This feels like the perfect opportunity to just really blow the whole thing up as if it wasn't problematic already, Alec. I'm going to go right to you. Is this exactly what you want to see to add to the bizarreness in Cleveland?
Yes, because, I mean, they have nothing to play for whatsoever. So can we just make it more messy so we can have more stuff to talk about and I can complain about Dylan Gabriel's fiance more and the things that she thinks and doesn't think about Shador, and then Shador can continue to be awkward and weird and stuff in post-game interviews and whatnot, so I can have more sound to play. Yes, blow it all up. Make it messy.
Dylan
sucks.
So, Kevin, earlier in the week, you asked the question about Shador Sanders and should he just start the rest of the season.
Right.
How much does this change things?
Did
they see this all along and they were like, look, we're putting, I know Shador or Dylan could be the future, but A, obviously we're using our first draft pick on a quarterback this year. And B, we pay this man a lot of money to play football games. He needs to get out there.
That's where I would be. Because, I guess we're moving further in the right direction. Well, that's good. Good job, Cleveland. They only have Deshaun Watson under contract for one more year. Here is the issue. His cap hit next year is $80.7 million. But you have nowhere to put that because you've already backloaded that contract and you're already going to take a hit once his contract's over. So do you know if you moved on from Deshaun Watson, it would be a $130 million dead cap hit? So, like, yeah. Unless your long-term plan is you think the 27 quarterback class is badass, and then you're like, screw it.
Kevin,
but I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Can I add something to – we've been talking big numbers today.
Yes.
Including our ratings. Thanks to the Tolos out there.
Ooh.
We'll be at Choctaw tomorrow. Bearded Monkey and LaVon. I'll be out there as well.
Man, busy day tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you want the Bearded Monkey?
So I can what? I feel like mime out there? It'd be a miracle I get through the show tomorrow.
The Cowboys had huge numbers, as you pointed out, 57.2 million. We've talked a lot about the Super Bowl and the halftime performance. Bad Bunny was the most streamed artist on Spotify in 2025. For the fourth time.
Shocker.
2020, 21, 22, and now 2025. And I just feel like, let's think about this for a second. I know the Cowboys aren't going to get there. I have dreams, but, you know, my heart tells me. Can you imagine if the Cowboys were in the Super Bowl against name a team.
Right.
And then Bad Bunny. Those numbers are going to be huge, too, for the halftime show. Like, a lot of people got, you know, been out of shape about it, but the numbers tell the story. Everybody, people know him. People listen to him.
Look, and here's
I'm just thinking about, like, how big the NFL is that big, dude. Like, the NFL is literally the monster that can't fail.
Look, and the thing with Bad Bunny, I've always been like, if you don't like it, don't watch. So, like, the gal.
You say that about all halftime shows, too.
Yeah, yes, yes. And the gal, I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Lady Gaga.
No, that is the star of The Last of Us. And she's like, you didn't like season two, then don't watch. And I was like, okay, I will take your advice.
Yeah.
And I will not watch going forward.
So, we always say, if you don't like the show, listen anyway.
Yeah. Or turn the volume down and keep it on. That would be,
listen anyway so you can scoreboard your friends.
Yeah, that would be great. And that's why I think it's a bold decision to just go out and be like, if you don't like it, don't watch it. When you're on it, you know? So
I wanted to add that I'm mentally preparing because of the big number that came from this halftime show. I think there's going to be a big number for the Super Bowl.
Look, and that's what we talked about. That's what we talked about when people are like, I've never even heard of Bad Bunny. I'm like, that's okay. I don't love music. Mm-hmm. And even I had heard of him before he got into wrestling. So like,
if he got into wrestling?
I'll show you some stuff. It's super fun. All right. Dak Prescott and
Shoddy. Hang out with Cornswoggle?
See, we were on the same page.
What do you mean?
And then you got to do that. It was going so well.
Corn seed? What is it?
I can't decide if I want to throw this pen at you or stab you with it.
Brahms Lesnar? What was his name? God.
Alec, I'm going to go to you. I'm done with him for now.
Oh.
What do you think is more likely? Dak Prescott wins MVP or Shoddy wins Coach of the Year? Because there's definitely there's a favor for both of them, and they're both from the same team.
Dak wins MVP is more likely to me. I think if the Cowboys would have won those games that we thought they were going to win, like the Panthers game and maybe the Packers game, like especially the Packers game, if you don't tie in that, you win that, then Shoddy's definitely in the conversation.
Right.
I think there's too many difficulties for Shoddy to overcome.
Ooh.
With the coaches that are involved.
Okay.
There's too many other coaches that are at the moment. Like, Ben Johnson is deserving.
Sure.
You know, there's just too many people in the way. With Dak, he started the season in the conversation, lulled because of his defense, and now is back at the top of it because of the George Pickens coming alive. So I think that Dak Prescott potentially finishing second in MVP voting is more likely.
Okay, I said win.
Oh, okay.
So they're both high up on the list. Dak Prescott right now is the third favorite for MVP. Now, it is true, there is a gigantic gap.
Drake May and Stafford.
Correct. Yeah. And there's a gigantic gap between those two and Dak. Coach of the Year, Shoddy tied for fourth best odds. Vrabel leads the way. Ben Johnson. And then this is a good one that we haven't talked about a ton this year. Mike McDonald from Seattle. And then Shoddy is tied with Dave Canales. I feel like I've been pretty upfront. I think he's done an amazing job. But they're both right now top four in terms of those potential awards. I think you're probably right about MVP, especially like I appreciate what Dax had to overcome. But if the Patriots finish like 14-3, feels like Drake May is going to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. He's stepped into that spotlight for sure.
Part of me wonders about Schottenheimer. If they close on this crazy win streak and also like getting everybody to rally from a player's death, like I wonder about that. I think he's got a better path, but I could easily see New England winning both of those awards. Are you laughing about that person who texted in about season two of Last of Us?
No.
Because it was clever.
So, no, the NBC thing, and I haven't seen it, but they said, should NBC have kept their tweet in their pocket today?
Yes.
And now it's still 28.9 million watch the Bengals Ravens.
So can I just point out, that was also a record for the nighttime game.
Good for them.
But yeah, when it was about half, I would put that out tomorrow.
Last thing I want to say about Schottenheimer in this is, the job the dude has done, we've seen it. We've watched it this year. Go from what it was to what it is.
That's his first year.
He stayed steady along the way. He's done the work. I think he's gained our respect by doing the work. And then add to it the personality that he is.
Yeah.
He's genuine. Mm-hmm. When I see him at training camp next year, that's the first thing I want to say is thanks for being genuine. In this media world where there's a lot of capped answers, you're a genuine person and you try to teach too. I appreciate it. He has been a Coach of the Year for us as we get to see what he's accomplished.
But I can easily see how the voters are like, have you seen Vrabel?
Yeah.
Like, I totally understand that as well. Quick note for you, Adam.
I'm getting a call from Frisco right now.
Oh. Adam Thielen did, in fact, get picked up by the Steelers, and they waived Darius Slay. We'll see if that works out any better for them. And on the award front, Drake May was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, and Jordan Love, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. With the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what in the world happened to the teams on the rest of the Cowboys schedule?
Nobody's going to know.
Well, hopefully they will next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.